Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is assembling a task force to fight racism in the city, which he has declared a public health crisis.
There's been a call by Bostonians to review our policing tactics and review what we have. And I think there's never harm in always reviewing. There's always room for improvement.
The mayor's move comes amid widespread demonstrations calling for racial equity and police reforms and a pandemic that has hit hardest in Black and brown communities. A member of the mayor's task force on racism is former state lawmaker Marie St. Flour, and she joins us now. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good to be with you, Deb.
So on Friday, Mayor Walsh said, "We're not going to let this moment pass." What does that mean to you?
Well, I think all of us are living in a pivotal moment here in this country and in Massachusetts. We have seen that with people taking to the streets now for weeks, demanding that there be change in the way that we address disparities in our country. And I think Boston has been a leader in many ways, and this is an opportunity for us to lead in this particular aspect as well, and to really work through some of the continuing challenges that we have as it relates to discrimination, our history of discrimination here in this state.
So what is maybe one or two specific actions that you think local officials or communities could do to eradicate racism?
Well, eradicating racism, we've had 450 years of it. It's built into the DNA of our country. In order to eradicate it, first, we're talking about it now. And then racism is not an issue that simply impacts the Black community. It's not a Black conversation. It's an American conversation. And I think what's important is that that is happening. And when the streets are speaking, and Black, white, Latino, Asian, they're on the streets and saying we have to face our history and move forward. So I think that's one. Two, we need to take action in our own respective places. And so the question is not whether or not we are against racism. It's what anti-racist action are you willing to take from your vantage point? And so that means having those conversations in our family.
There's a lot of focus, obviously, on the police department. The mayor says he wants to move money from the police department overtime budget to public health. Do you think that some say, you know, the cuts need to be deeper? What do you think?
No, I don't think it's an issue. I think the issue is not necessarily defunding. I think that got everybody's attention, didn't it? You know, because we've been talking about police reform for decades. And so now it's gotten your attention and forcing people, both the press, both policymakers, and well as residents to pay attention. And that coupled with the death of George Floyd and the death of so many others, and even like 2 days ago, when we see what's happening across this country, we need to take a look at how our police force is being used across this country against citizens. And we in Massachusetts need to take a look at those issues too. And so the question is, what is the role of police and what are some of the duties that they are responsible for? Should some of that be shifted to more civilian work that can be supported with the appropriate skill set? I mean, I think those are good questions to ask. And I think for police officers, we have to think about, I mean, there's some real good police officers out there who work with our kids, who are in our neighborhoods, who are very supportive. And despite some of the, you know, institutional structures that they work in. But there are some who are not doing so well. And so the question is, what are we going to do to look at the current activities or the current responsibilities and define whether or not that is something that should be handled by a police officer, or is that something that should be handled by another professional?
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, this is also amid a pandemic that has, you know, really hit Black and brown communities across Massachusetts really hard. How do you deal with that public health crisis and this at the same time? Is that part of your charge as a member of this task force as well?
I think all of us are going to come together and under the direction of Wayne Budd and fully comprehend that charge. But racism is part of our society, and it's not necessarily endemic of the police department, Boston Police Department, or any police department. It's a microcosm. The police department interacts with citizens more often than most. But the issues that we're talking about, I think every department in the state has to look at it. The legislature has to look at it. The administration has to look at it in their own departments and divisions. It's not an issue that is solely sits and rests in the hands of the Boston police or any police department. And so we need, as a society, have to take some responsibility.
Marie St. Fleur, a member of Boston's new Task Force on Racism, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Deborah.